As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
62 downtown at WGCL, Election Day, Tuesday, the 8th day of November. The first Tuesday after the first Monday. That's when we have it and have some fun with it. You have until 6 o'clock tonight to cast your ballot. And reminder, you must do so at your precinct that is assigned to you. It doesn't matter what's more convenient. That's not how it works in the state of Indiana. Write your representative if you'd like that change. I can't handle that. I can just pass on what I know. And joining us on the phone for the third consecutive week, this is great, the superintendent of MCCSE Schools. It's our great friend, Dr. Jeff Hoswald. Hi, how are you again today?
Good afternoon, Mike. Good talking to you again. Three times in 3 weeks. I like it.
All right, as do I. And did you bring any confiscated Halloween candy? No? Yes? Did you have any left? No. That's good for
me. No, it's gone. I didn't buy a lot, but it's gone. But, you know, we're moving on. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and there's a lot going on in our schools. And, you know,
we're going to stuff our turkeys with junior mints. That's what we're going to do. That's
exactly right.
That's just how this works.
Yeah.
I thought of you today.
Normally this is the highlight of my day, but I'm talking to Rob at 7:15. So, you might be second fiddle today, Mike.
I've never had any problem being the warm-up act. That does not bother me at all, one bit or anything in between. I thought about you this afternoon when I was breaking into my daughter's stash of candy. There it was, right there on top, Junior Mints. And I said, well, Hoswald was here. He would take that one, and I could just blame him. I just point, oh, right there. Yeah. That's the guy.
Did you take him?
I did not. I left him. I left him there. So I was covering my tracks, because if she's listening today, she'll know. Do you think there's any chance that my 12-year-old daughter is listening to this program?
Yeah, I think, you know,
let me rephrase that.
No schools today. I think every student is sitting at home listening to you, Mike.
It's a civics lesson. Sit at home, gather around the old internet like we did in the old days, and listen to what's going on. She's 12. She doesn't listen to me on the air. She doesn't listen to me at home. Or anywhere else in between.
Mike. All right, I can't tell you the last time I heard someone say "gather around the internet."
Well, that's it. Didn't they do that in the old days? Come on, kids, gather around the internet.
I'm not sure what they did. This is not a common phrase, but you know.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad it's Election Day. And hopefully, at what time are you expecting to hear results tonight for whether or not your referendum is going to load up for the next 6 years? Is that how? Is
eight.
That how, eight?
No,
jeez,
it's 8 years.
Better.
So
even
that's
better.
Right, that's right. So the current referendum, of course, the funding would come in 2023, and then it concludes in 2030. So it's an 8-year referendum. It used to be 6 or 7. So we do get that now. So, it's definitely a nice long window of time to fund some awesome things for our school district. So we're looking forward to that. I don't know. I haven't been told, and I don't want to pressure anyone. Of course, we're all waiting with bated breath. So the sooner the better. I don't know if I should expect 6:37. This is my first really election cycle here in Monroe County and Bloomington. So I'm getting used to the precincts, and I don't know that we don't have common voting centers. So I'm not sure what to expect, but I hope to have the results by the time I call your station here at 7:15 tonight.
Excellent. Now, I know you've talked to the people who know what's going on, and is the turnout something that you were concerned about, or is it what it is, and you're hoping the people who care about this referendum, that's the reason they're going to the polls, or at least one of the main ones?
Well, I would hope the latter. We've really worked hard for Get Out the Vote campaigning. We've made a lot of phone calls, and our teachers have volunteered, our staff members, community members, parents have volunteered. They've done door knocking and phone calls and just a lot of one-on-one conversations. And so much so that we've sort of been counting those conversations, knowing that we know about how many voters there are and about what the average turnout is on a good year. And then, of course, to get to 50+1. So we really have been making a point of having lots of conversations with groups, community groups, so that can be nonprofit organizations, including churches, but then that also includes individual conversations. So, you know, our goal is to have individual conversations and get 22,000 yes votes and commitments before Election Day. People that have said, we're going to the polls and we're voting yes. So, and we've really done a good job, I believe, of telling our story. I mean, we've talked about it on this program. Your listeners know this referendum is about the future of MCCSC and making sure that we have quality teachers, and we've completely filled our staff members. This is about salaries and hourly wages, as well as some funding for special education, the arts, and STEM. People know it's a very targeted referendum to raise money for our biggest needs, and I think that's an easy thing to support.
I agree with you 100%, and we hope when we get those results a little bit later this afternoon, none of us are surprised because
of the wonderful things he does.
There you go. And not even me, just because this money staying here and helping making people want to move to this town and want to be involved in the leadership of the corporation and want to teach in the corporation, et cetera.
Right.
You can't lip service that. That does come with, we talk about inflation on a daily basis and everything else that goes along with it. You have to put your money where your mouth is, and we hope we will see that tonight. I look at mccsc.edu, and I see the big red stop sign. Well, we know by now at 3:22 in the afternoon, nobody was going to school today, and we'll explain one more time why. More, I don't want to say a security issue, but you don't have to worry about security. But your teachers and administrators were busy today.
That's right. I just left Bloomington North, where we had a full day of professional development in service. Over 100 of our teachers and staff members were presenting. It's been a great day, and it's just the atmosphere there is electric. People are excited, not only about the things that we're talking about and learning and the ability to collaborate, but a lot of people are excited about the referendum. And a lot of people are they know about it and they're talking about it, and so it's just a neat atmosphere. So. We had a full day of professional development at Bloomington North. We had a break at lunchtime for people that hadn't voted yet. They could go vote. Food trucks, I think we probably had 8 food trucks. And you were talking about the weather. Wasn't it just a divine day today? It was just incredible. The weather was beautiful. They lined the food trucks up outside of Bloomington North. And we all lined up and had some great food and sat outside during lunch and had a chance to just visit and just celebrate all the great things going on and the nice weather. So if this had been next week, we might not have been sitting out. It wouldn't have been picnic weather based upon your forecast. And your forecast is always right.
Well, it's close. And I don't want it to be close next week. I'd rather be on the wrong side of that. But you couldn't have asked for nicer days. Hopefully that helps eliminate some barriers getting to the polls. You have, again, 2.5 hours to do so if you've procrastinated or you're stuck.
That's right.
What do you love about MCCSC? That was the campaign that you – was that tied in for the referendum, or is that just in general part of what's going on this semester? I see that all over with the signs and the shirts and the cookies.
Yeah, we started our year. We want to remind people that MCCSC is the best deal in town. It is an amazing educational institution doing great things for our community and educating our future voters and educating our citizens, preparing the workforce. I think we don't realize just how connected in Bloomington. A lot of people, we are all of Monroe County or most of Monroe County. And I think people don't realize what a web we weave, if you will, between our workers and our students. So when we started this year, we thought this would be a great year coming out of COVID to just celebrate MCCSC and basically just say, hey, we love and value the school district and what it does, whether that's as employer, whether that's as, an opportunity to work there or to be a student there, whether that's just knowing that it creates an economic engine for the future in our community. It's an investment. So we started it. We gave all of our teachers shirts. We gave them all yard signs, and we've seen them all through the district. And I think it just helps remind us just how interconnected we are, the community and our schools. And we have great schools, some of the highest performing schools in Indiana, of course. Our performance in terms of all of our populations and priority populations and our overall scores, language, arts, and math, in every case, we're above state average. In many cases, some of the highest scores in the state. So We get excellent results. Of course, we're the eighth lowest tax district in Indiana for school districts. And so we do it economically. And we just said, let's start the school year just being grateful. No big complicated message. None of this, like, these are the bullet points you need to know about MCCSE. Let's just celebrate who we are. So it's a really simple campaign. I've had a sign in my yard, and I think it's brought awareness and helped people realize. I actually ran into our neighboring superintendent last night at a meeting.
Oh, good.
And he said, do you know how many I Heart MCCSE signs I have in my neighborhood? I said, no, but that's awesome. And he said, yeah, he said, we celebrate public education. So I think that our reach is even beyond Monroe County's borders, and we celebrate that. And we celebrate all of our K-12 public school districts.
Dr. Jeff Hoswald is our guest this afternoon. He joins us here on Election Day Tuesday. And I'll continue to remind you until I'm done tonight, 6 p.m. Yes, you may be, if you're in line by 6 o'clock, you will have your vote cast. Have you heard any feedback? Have you been at any of the polling sites? Has it been busy? Well, the weather is great. We've talked about that. We know a non-presidential election, people aren't tripping over each other to get to the polls. We know that. You have any feedback from what others or yourself have seen today?
No, I started, of course, I had some professional development today. I started my morning at Tri-North. Our cabinet members, we have a lot of volunteers at all the polls. So I went to Tri-North Middle School at 5:45 this morning. I got to watch the lunar eclipse. I got to watch the sunrise.
Whoa,
over,
hey.
Over, you know, there's great views up there at Tri-North. And, yeah, there was a steady stream of people coming in and voters and, of course, a chance to talk to them, answer any questions. And, you know, generally they're giving me thumbs up saying, hey, superintendent, we're supporting the referendum. Really positive feedback, a good vibe. And, of course, I'm just grateful that they're there voting, especially at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, I worked the polls for a couple hours this morning, and it's just fun, right? It's just a what a privilege it is, and what an amazing opportunity in this democratic nation where we live to have that opportunity. So it's just a chance to thank people for voting and thank them for supporting our schools. So that's the only it's a sample size of one, Mike. That's the qualitative data I have. Although I have talked to some of my colleagues, some other people volunteering, and you know, saying it's pretty exciting and lots of great feedback. So we are cautiously optimistic. But just grateful for the support we see. And then some people have said, you know, it's difficult during these times financially, but you have every other type of support of the school district that I can provide. So we humbly acknowledge that. And we're just really grateful for this community and the support it shows to our school district.
Yeah, no one said this would be easy. That's for sure. And again, you show me something that's going down in cost. I can't find anything either. So that's just part of it. Last week was Last week was Principals Month. So you guys recognized all of your principals here local. That was fun to get to know you facts. Going through those made me laugh.
Yeah, that's right. And we celebrate them. They were at the training again today. We're grateful to them, and they do great work. And so we did spotlight them and some of their the unique things about them, and whether it's personal or professional. So
national. This wasn't some kind of made-up holiday. Right,
no,
I get to hear all of them. And I'm going to save all these, too, so I can, the next time I talk to Fletcher, which isn't until May, I'll say, well, I didn't know you played the trumpet and you want to be in a musical. You never told me that. We could have made that happen. You know people on that campus. We could have got you in.
That's right.
We could have.
Is he too busy for you until May? I can talk to him.
No, it's just how the circadian rhythm of the Tuesday afternoon show goes. That's how that works. But no, it was National Principals Month, so this wasn't some contrived, let's just throw this against the wall and see what's... No, the principals are the best. There are leaders of young people, and they should be celebrated. And I think I know at Summit this week, it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and the teachers are appreciative to have one day of not dealing with kids on Election Day. So that worked out for everybody.
I think so, and you mentioned it. No students in school today, but I think about 13 of our schools are polling places, so it's safer and easier logistically. So I think a lot of schools are doing that now. So, and I think our students are always glad to have a day off. So, but they'll come back and they'll be getting up early, excited to go back to school tomorrow.
Oh yeah, they'll be thrilled. Yeah. Just like they were when they were going to school last Tuesday after a pound of sugar intake that was happening.
That's exactly right.
But you, like you told me, though, next week is the last full week, and then boom, break time.
That's right.
Thanksgiving break, so that's something that's on it. Let's get to our the fun part. When is our next school board meeting, and what's going to be on that agenda? Is that the 15th or the 29th? I know we had this discussion last week.
Well, you know,
I think it feels like the 15th. It feels like.
It is the 15th. So, you know, you've been talking about three meetings in a row because of the board meeting and then the two conversations about our referendum. But next week's the board meeting week, so I do actually think you're going to get me next
Four
Tuesday
straight.
As well. We'll tee it up. We got a lot of actually some interesting developments. I can't wait. Maybe I can give you a sneak peek and share them on air 3 hours before the board meeting and let you know some things that that are developing. So a lot of great things. So so you're going to be talking to me next Tuesday as well, Mike.
Good. Now let me ask a stupid question so I can get ready for next Tuesday. Once this referendum passes, do you already have everything in place? You're just waiting for the final vote from the people, right? You're not going to get
this
information and be like, okay, we've got 40 days to make this work. No, this is already into the budget. This is already going to be happening. So what I'm trying to make sure people understand is, since we haven't had one in 6 years or so, correct, is there's not going to be a pile of money sitting in the middle of the conference table at the meeting where everybody says, okay, now let's divvy this up, right?
No, actually, it's the exact opposite. We're spending it sooner than we're getting it. And that's a problem. But nonetheless, we want to show our commitment. So the board's already passed a resolution. If the referendum passes, and we will know tonight, if the referendum passes, we immediately increase the hourly wages of all of our hourly support staff workers by $2.25 an hour. That means immediately our starting wages goes to $15.35 roughly an hour. That's our minimum higher end wage. Currently it's at $13 and or give or take a few cents. So that happens immediately, effective November 9th. If it passes tonight, they get raises tomorrow. If it passes tonight, that's right. They get the raises tomorrow. So it's not even 24 hours later. It's 12 hours later. So, yeah, we're excited about that, and they are well aware of that. Our teachers and our salaried staff, they will get their raise retroactively applied for this contractual year. And they will receive that in a couple of payments, and the first one will be coming in December. So, yeah, the board's already made the commitment. If it passes, those things automatically happen. So we've already committed the money if it passes, and then we get the money next June. So if you're kind of doing the cash flow thing here, we are actually giving the raises a little sooner than the money will come in. But we have a little bit of
cushion
money left for this calendar year, and we wanted to go ahead and commit it. We did not want to wait and say, oh, you passed the referendum, so we're going to give raises next July 1st. It seemed like a long time, so we have enough available funds, not a lot extra, but enough that we can go ahead and make those raises effective immediately. So it's the exact opposite. It's not that the money's there and then we spend it. We are going to immediately start spending the money because we have got to get our wages and salaries up immediately.
There you have it, folks. That is from the top, Dr. Jeff Hoswald. He will join us next Tuesday when there will not be any professional development elections.
Yeah,
it'll just be normal school day with a school board meeting. So every Tuesday is busy, and that'll be four in a row. That's a new record, by the way. That's never happened before.
I think on the fourth when I start getting paid, don't I? Don't
yes,
you tell me?
That's exactly right. That's also in the referendum, interestingly enough. It's in the very
print. It's not. No superintendent pay, no administrative pay in the referendum.
Well, I didn't say how you get paid. It's junior mints. Come on in.
Okay, that's fine.
Come on. Just be like a movie.
Oh,
it's just junior
Mike.
Mints for you. Hey, you've worked hard this week. Go get a little breath of fresh air, will you?
I'm going to try. We'll be at the watching the results come in tonight. I'll be calling in, talking to colleague.
Rob and Diane.
Yeah,
they'll handle it all.
Tonight. And so stay tuned. You'll hear me again in just a little bit.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate your availability. That's sometimes the best ability.
Much.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for all you do. And please, I know you're doing the countdown clock, but it's 2 hours and 25 minutes. Go to the polls and vote. Please vote.
You heard it right there. Dr. Jeff Oswald. That's my man. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk next
Thank
week.
Thank you so much.
Well, actually, you'll talk to them later, me next
That's
week.
Right.
Thanks.
Right.
Junior Mints. Thank That's you. Our pass. If I'm ever in trouble and I say Junior Mints, then you know to send the authorities. Yeah, that's how it works. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
we'll
thanks.
See you. Dr. Jeff, the superintendent of the MCCSC schools. We have fun. We provide you, we hope, good information. And he's awfully passionate about what's going on here. And again, he's only been here for, what, a year? A couple years now? Taking over for Dr. DeMuth. And away we go. So vote until 6 o'clock.